how long do I have to speak? How long?
Oh, 40, 45 minutes.
Yeah, if you want to open it to the topic. But if you want me to time you and give you a little, anything, no, you won't go.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jill, food addict, worthy of recovery today. I guess I'll start where, in the beginning, I was, I guess, a normal weight child growing up. I was like, you know, on the smaller side growing up, and then I was forced to eat at a very early age. And of course, the foods that I was forced to eat weren't sugar or flour. They were the good things that I eat today. So many a days and many a nights I got beat because I didn't eat, or I had to sit there the whole night until I ate, you know, the vegetables mostly, or the, you know, or the starch and all. And I remember that because it's like after a while I go to school and the teacher would say, you know, right home, you know, your child has all these welts on her every day, what's going on? So, you know, that's when my dad decided that he wasn't going to, you know, beat us anymore for not eating. But that was, you know, it happened for a good amount of time. And then when I found out I had a food problem or a sugar problem, my mom used to belong to every like ladies auxiliary and different ladies meetings and all, and she would make like the baked goods and all, and she and the cans would be like this tall and this big around, and I would manage to eat all of them in there before, you know, she had to go. So it was like she never asked, well, what happened to the, you know, the stuff. So I says, so I never was going to tell her, but, you know, I just kept at them and at them and at them until there was none left, and think that nobody was going to know as I was getting heavier and heavier. And then, of course, all my friends were my eating buddies. I didn't have, or I didn't choose to hang around with nobody that didn't have food issues. And so it got to be when I stopped, when I started going to these area weight loss things, like the commercial things, and I tried everything, you know, besides getting everything stapled. I didn't try that, but I tried every other thing. I tried them one or two times thinking, well, maybe just this time I'll be able to do it. And I says, you know, and it got to be, I would overeat with the diet stuff. Well, I know what, you know, diet means, die. You know, it's you know, it's not my vocabulary today, diet. So, because I know that I used to overeat with the diet products. And then, of course, I went to the guy, the doctor, or the whatever he was, that gave the shots and the drops and all that. And there was a fast food right on the corner, and he was here. And I would eat before I went and then after I came out. So after a while, that didn't serve me. So it was like quite a, and then I would go to all of them, and then I would go back to start from where I was, because I wasn't gaining anything but weight. I wasn't losing a drop. And I knew why, because I just kept on eating. You know, as soon as my eyes were open in the morning, as soon as I went to bed, I just was eating. And it just was a terrible circle that I created, and cycle that I created for myself. And let's see. And then I got to be, like, before my high school years, I think I stayed, like at a weight. But it was overweight, but it was, I stayed at a weight instead of gaining weight. But then I didn't start to gain weight except when I was having children. I was, I gained 100 pounds with the first baby and didn't lose it. And then I kept on eating because I was gaining weight and didn't know why. And I went to OA at the time, had a sponsor. You know, he took me through the steps and all. And, you know, I went, you know, and did the program for like a year and a half. I lost 186 pounds and I gained them all back. Something happened and I relapsed after the year and a half. And it took me until now to, or 6 years ago, to find a program again to become abstinent. And in the midst of that, I was trying to figure out why I lost my abstinence. And then it took me a long while, but the reason why I think that I lost my abstinence is because I didn't really have a strong belief that my higher power will help me with the food. I always thought that I had willpower, but I didn't. I had willpower, I just didn't have the willingness, and didn't know how to get it, or didn't understand how to get it, or thought that I couldn't get it, until I got myself to a very dangerous weight. And I seen, one time I went to the hospital, and I seen this lady. She had died in her bed, and I passed by her, and I think that was kind of like my wake up call that I don't want to be that person that, you know, that they said that she died. And so I was looking at TV one time, and there was a commercial for the like the neighborhood of OA, but the other group that people follow different plans and all. So I says, well, let me go and try it. So I went and tried it. Nothing happened. I got the fruits and the vegetables and threw my binge foods away and whatnot, and way to measure my foods. And I says, and then that still didn't, you know, encourage me or think that I was, because it's like I got to, over 400 and something pounds. And it's like, you know, I just thought that my life in this world was over with anyhow. I just felt so sick, and like those pictures, two of the pictures, like I'm not smiling, and there's nothing to be happy about. Even though I, you know, had nice things, I lived in a nice house, that was, to me, was nothing to smile about and nothing to be happy about. And the food turned me off after a while too. It was just like my drug, but it didn't make me happy. It just made me more sicker and closer to death. And my mom had, I was taking care of my mom, and just before she died, it was in July, and she says, will I work the program and lose weight so I could take care of myself and my family? But I didn't know she was dying. And I says, yeah, I'll try. And because all these years she would say, you know, Jill, whatever you want. You want new clothes, you want new trips, you want whatever you want, you know, just so you lose weight. What can I do to help you lose weight? When you go to the doctors, they just says, well, you do this. Well, that doesn't work for me. You know, I kind of need something more than just do this. So She says, well, I take care of myself. So I says, yes. And then while she was going through her time of going to her maker, it was a terrible time from July 23rd until August 5th, until I got abstinent. But until that period of July and then August, I kept on coming to the meetings. At the time, it was three meetings that I was attending, and nothing was happening. I get the food and then have to throw it out because I wasn't interested. I wasn't used to eating that food because my life was revolved around sugar and flour. And of course, that's not on my food plan today, and I don't want it to be on my food plan today, but that's what was my normal. And I just couldn't figure out why that I just kept on getting, you know, more obese and with more health problems. And it got to be to a point that I couldn't, you know, fit into a dentist chair, so I couldn't go to the dentist. I couldn't fit behind a steering wheel of a car. I couldn't fit into a chair with arms. I broke plenty of them just sitting in a chair. I couldn't bend over, I couldn't walk, I couldn't run. It gets from A to B, I could be all out of breath, and but ride a bicycle, none of them things I could do. And so anyhow, the time that she was dying, and I says, I have to do something. And before that, it was like when she had died, it was like she died, and then it was like an angel came, which was my sponsor then, and helped guide me in doing this program. So it was like, and she says, are you committed to doing this program? Because she really couldn't take people because she had too many people. So I says, yes, I'll do anything. She says, okay, we'll do it, you know, we'll try it out. And then I followed what she said. I followed, the program, the steps, and went through the steps with her quite a few times and did the tools. I did all the tools to the best of my ability. Tried to serve others and to pray and meditate. And that's what keeps me focused on that I'm a food addict. And just because I can stay away from it from now, and I've lost all that weight, you know, I lost close to 300 pounds, but it's just like I feel like I'm still one bite away, and nobody I think that is exempt that I've met today in any of these meetings that are exempt from having a slip or relapse or can't get it back again. There's plenty of people out there that I know that can't get it back, and it's like I'm grateful that I'm able to help them, to be of services somehow to them when they need help, because I knew that it took a village to help me, and I like to give that back. And tonight was one of the things that I could do to give back, is to, you know, do service and come speak, and I just am willing, and to pray for the willingness and to help my sponsees. I commit my food to a sponsor every morning and a writing. And that has taken me to great lengths that now all the things that I couldn't do before, now I can do. And I'm able to go to a dentist. I'm able to bend over. I'm able to walk. I'm able to run. You know, all the things that I miss doing, I can get clothes at a regular store instead of ordering them from mailing away. And then, but after a while, those clothes didn't fit either. When I mailed to get the mail stuff, because they only went to a certain size. So then I had to start ordering in men's. Like men's tops and all. I says, boy, I says, this can't get, how long is this going to keep on going on? But then until I found this program, I know that it's okay, you know, the different things, you know, life happens. And because I eat three meals a day, there's a lot of life that happens in between that time. And I just have to live one day, live one moment, and live one meal at a time. And I know that with my higher power's help, I'll be able to make it and be able to help others the way that God guides me to help. My God helps me. And that's all I have to share today.
Thank you. To
pick a topic you want?
Yeah, if you have a topic to open up for sharing, or it's up to you.
That's good. The topic, one of them would be hopeless or hope, or what tool is your favorite tool that you use for recovery that helps you, your favorite tool that helps you, you know, one of those. It's good.
Okay. And at that time, while we're opening it up, I am going to pass the basket, because our seven tradition states that every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Also, we pair